Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Timothy Goh. It is time now for the bigger picture. And all eyes this week will be on Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell when he announces the latest U.S. jobs data.
Well, there is growing optimism in the U.S. economy as well, thanks to successful COVID vaccine rollout there, falling jobless claims, rising retail sales, and even the surging PMI data.
But Jerome Powell says that economic recovery still remains patchy. And as a reminder of the fragility of the economy, fierce new COVID-19 waves are enveloping across the world. How's this going to impact recovery? Let's find a little bit more from Gary Dugan, the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks so much for taking the time. I suppose to start us off where COVID-19 is concerned, the crisis shock is over in India. Could you walk us through some of the implications for the capital and financial markets?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, people are just taking a too sanguine view of this. I mean, we all hope and pray that we're going to see the peak in the Indian issues over the course of the next few weeks. But the fear is that the variants of the COVID have eked out of India. And I think it's not until today, for example, that the United States closed its border to travelers from India. So one just hopes that we're not going to see further waves of Indian variants in other parts of the world causing a setback in the reopening.
All right, Gary, low base effects continue to flatter year-on-year activity growth here in Asia. How do you make sense of GDP numbers, and are we really in a better place today?
I think we're in a better place. I think it's just wrong of markets, particularly the U.S., perhaps to get overly excited with the degree to which profits are improving or we're seeing these improvements in activity. I thought last night's ISM survey out of the U.S., which is an industrial confidence number, it actually came back from the high levels we'd seen in previous months, which just shows that human behavior gets very euphoric, clearly, as things improve, but that the underlying trends are not as strong as sometimes the headline numbers sometimes suggest.
Gary, data from the U.S. seem to show that recovery is underway amid a successful vaccine rollout. Talking about road bumps, right? I mean, I read a report this morning, Jay Powell talking, and this was at the Fed's annual survey of household economic decision making, talking about the disproportion between the less educated and working parents during the coronavirus downturn. Therefore, you know, long story short, talking about economic recovery, you really got to look at what's happening on the street level as well.
I totally agree. And a lot of the recovery has been focused on people who remained in work, I'd say myself included, you know, so we've continued to get our salaries, but a lot of people have been out of work, certainly supported by governments around the world. That's been the case. But, you know, there's been some despair around. So one only hopes that we're now going to see a recovery in the service sector, which is where a lot of the lower paid jobs just disappeared for now a year. Payroll numbers in the U.S. should be showing an improvement. Unemployment rates should be coming down. And we hope that the U.S. is going to be a kind of example of how things will be improving around the world over the balance of this year.
Gary, the U.S. initially, I believe, reported a good rollout, a successful rollout of COVID vaccine among its population. That is sort of plateauing or slowing down now. Do you see any other further road bumps ahead?
I think that's a significant one, purely because of the idea of herd immunity. It's not yet happened in the United States. I think probably Israel is probably one of the few countries that leaves it at that point. So the concern would be, you know, the more people that catch the virus, the more variants you get, the greater the risk is that it just starts to dampen activity around the world again at some stage. But I just take the positive at the moment. I just hope that people recognize that the vaccine is the way forward and more people do get vaccinated in the coming months.
That is so true. Gary Dugan, CEO of the Global CIO Office, is on the line with us. Gary, I want to get your views on the corporate earnings season so far. In your opinion, who are the winners and losers?
Well, the winners is absolutely the technology sector. There's a huge shortage of chips, which has caused prices higher, but also people, the intensity of use of technology just continues to increase. If you look, for example, at capital spending in the U.S., it's almost wholly technology. They're not putting new buildings up. So I think that sector, the materials sector, so the energy sector, those companies that are mining for things or producing aluminium, metals, steel prices have been rising. These are the clear winners from the last quarter.
Any opportunities, potential opportunities out there, and what should we be looking out for in terms of risks?
I think you've got to play the long game. I wouldn't race in at the moment, but I do think if this recovery is going to have further legs, and we do believe that Asia is going to benefit from it. Japan has been a terrible performer, largely because of the sentiment-driven negativity of Osaka and Tokyo closing down to the COVID challenges. They will, inevitably reopen. Things will get better. So I think if people are looking where to invest the world, stay with your home market. And Asia is definitely the place for the second half of this year.
All right, Asia, definitely the place for the second half of the year. Gary Dugan, the CEO of the Global CIO Office, on the line with us. Gary, we really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.